Episode 678, Confessions of an Upset Mama. Do as I say, not as I do.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Aloha, ladies. It is Friday. Yes. When I was in Hawaii, we used to call it Aloha Friday, and we all would kind of dress even a little more casual. So I feel like we need to celebrate a little bit. We need to let our hair down and celebrate Confession Day. Whoop, whoop. Do as I say, not as I do. That's what we're chatting about today. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I am so excited that you are here. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solution to keeping your life, well, simpler. Finding the simple in every day. Oh, how's your week going? I mean, seriously, I'm asking it as an honest question. Would you say your week has been totally full of nothing but awesomeness? Or has it been kind of a roller coaster? Or maybe you've been caught on a hamster wheel? Well, I actually got caught this week, and it came from my little Einstein, my 14-year-old. Oh, yes, you've heard the saying, do as I say, not as I do. I personally try really, really, really hard to do as I say and say what I do. You know, when I'm, especially like when I'm on, you know, the air, so to speak, because that's what I'm doing here with you all, right? And I'm talking, or if I'm speaking in front of a group of people, or if I'm coaching, what I do, I truly mean what I do. And what I say, I want to make sure that I truly mean what I say. And I don't want to paint these pictures of like, oh no, putting myself up on a pedestal, because I so am not there. I fall multiple times every single day, just like you do. And sometimes maybe I crash even harder. One big reason, me being a perfectionist. And that is something that I've personally had to overcome. Well, my little Einstein decided one day that he would sit in for a recording. And do you remember about, I guess it's been a week or so ago, on episode 671, it was a confession day also, Wine No More. Well, I got caught red-handed. I did. I was whining. And okay, honestly, for good reason, I was whining. I was a mom who had a really long, crazy week. It was an awesome week, but it has been busy, busy, jam-packed, not only just with my stuff and taking care of my clients and interviews and setting up and scheduling. And then we had to top on that my husband's schedule. And then on top of that, we had performances and we had deadlines to meet and major projects to do for the children. And I was just like, okay, I'm kind of done. And so my kitchen had not been touched for 3 days. 3 whole days. In fact, I should have taken a picture of it so I could prove it to you and put it all over social media just so you would understand my frustration. Because I know most of us like to hide behind that, pretending that we don't have a kitchen that ever looks like that. But I had dishes on all my countertops. And if you've seen any of our kitchen videos, you know that I have enough countertop space that that can fill a lot. So it wasn't covering all the countertops, but it covered a good amount. I probably had 3 different skillets that needed to be cleaned. I had a big, my big boiling water, my 8-quart stock pot needed to be not really washed, but just kind of rinsed out because I had used it to make pasta. And then let's see, what else did I have? The dishes completely were full. I probably had 12 to 18 glasses that needed to be washed. And let's not even go to the silverware. And then I had stuff drying still on the towel, you know, that I lay out because I hand wash them, etc. So to say the least, I was a little bit, well, not happy. And I wasn't like I was mad, but I stood there. And I was like, you know what? I just don't understand it. I have 5 amazing children who can do amazing things all the time. But when it comes to sometimes doing the most simplest things, it's right in front of them, doing their chores, emptying the dishwasher, making sure the kitchen is, you know, picked up so then mama can come in and clean, you know, the little bits or the bigger pieces, because that's one of the things I do for them. I don't make them clean the craziness stuff, you know, and then I make sure it's done just extra right. Shh, don't tell them that part of the secret. But then I can also cook them dinner because, frankly, they want to eat. And they want to eat what mama cooks because mama's a good cook. Well, at least they say I am. So I was just sitting there kind of having this, you know, bubble moment. And they're all in the room. And my son calls out to me and says, "Mom, Mom, stop." He raises both hands in the air. And he says, "Listen to what you're saying. You need to go back and listen to your episode." Wah, wah, wah. Yes. Episode 671. If you haven't heard it, you want to go back and listen to it. Why no more? And I wasn't arguing, but I was complaining. And I was complaining in the sense of I was in a bubble thinking that if they heard me, then I wouldn't have to ask them because how many times have I asked them? Oh, I think we're over the million mark now. I really do. I mean, with five children, you would think by now I would be over the million mark. I mean, come on, give me that much, right? I need an award of something, and maybe it's repeating myself over a million times. I'm sure I've hit that. But is that really what I needed to do? Do as I say, not as I do, is what my son was telling me. Mom, you just said that you're not supposed to whine. Did you not hear yourself? And of course, I stopped and I acknowledged and I said, "You're right. I did say that." And then I threw in a little caveat that said, "But I'm your mother." And then he goes, "Now, Mom, listen to what you said." And I said, "You're correct." I said, "So this is what's going to happen. You all know, you and your brother, it's time to do the dishes. You will have it done." And I gave them a certain time. I don't remember what it was. And I said, "Then I will come in and fix dinner. Until then, it's not happening." Case done. Over. Mom's not whining anymore. She's not acting like, you know, she's in this bubble, pretending that, like, okay, nobody's listening, but you really want them to listen so you don't have to address the problem because you don't want to be known as that mom who nags. You don't want to be known as that disciplinary mom that is, you know, always saying, "Do this, do that, do this, do that." And I tell you, I'm not one of those. I do discipline my children quite frequently. They may not like it, but I do it anyway because I know that's what they need at that moment in time. But as they've gotten older, I've just kind of hoped, you know, oh, please, you know, like hope on a wing and a prayer that they'll just get it one day. And my son had to remind me, "Mom, do as I say, not as I do. What did you say? Can you just tell us?" And so it really got me thinking, why do we talk as if they aren't there? Hoping that they'll read in between the lines, but we do it. And the crazy thing is we don't just do it with our children. So for those of you who don't have children, or maybe your children are, you know, you're an empty nester now and they moved out. Yay, I'm looking forward to that. Okay, not immediately. I love having my babies home. I really, really do. So kids, if you're listening to this, don't get any ideas. You got to stay with mommy a little bit longer. But we do it with our husbands, with our spouses, our sweethearts. Think about this. Your hubby's sitting in where the TV is, wherever that's located. And you're an earshot or two away. And for some reason, you begin to have this conversation in your own little bubble. Well, you know, only if, you know, Frank would do this, it would just be so much easier. I just don't understand why he doesn't get it. Maybe you could ask him. It would be a lot easier. I've done this myself. I know I probably did it for years, especially when the kids were younger and they would be playing and I might be in the kitchen and dad's kind of sort of watching them. He's chilling out. They're around them, but they always come find mama when there's a problem. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. But then I would make a comment as to just loud enough so dad would hear it. "I don't know why you can't go talk to your father and have him figure it out. Why do we do that, moms? Why do we do that, women?" And the crazy thing is, we're doing it to our children, we're doing it to our husbands, and which means what? We're taking it out into the real world. If you're in the corporate world and you're working there, you take it out there. If you're working within your own business and building your business, you take it in there. You don't just escape it. And sometimes you don't even know that you're doing it. I'm as guilty as charged. Do as I say, not as I do. I do try really hard. But there are days and moments that I need to try harder. Imagine if you could get this right 85% of the time, how your life would be different. It would change communication. within your household. It would change communication within your business. It would change how you do life, how you live it, how you are becoming a woman of impact. How are you leading? How are you a role model? Because I know I wasn't being a good role model, being in that pretend little bubble like, oh, I know they're not listening, but I really hope that they are. So then I don't have to ask them the obvious or tell them the obvious and then get upset. And then when I get upset, you know, then I'm going to say something I regret and I don't want to go down that road and on and on and on. Can you relate? Can you put yourself in a situation recently? And maybe it's not so much that you're talking in a bubble. Maybe it's that you're just kind of whispering to yourself just enough, just a little bit under your breath, but loud enough for someone else to hear. That's rubbing people the wrong way. And honestly, we aren't doing it, I don't believe, ultimately, to hurt somebody. I'm not doing this in this little bubble, going, if only my children would do what they're told the very first time, take care of the dishes like they're supposed to, then, you know, it would be so much easier. I wouldn't have to worry about things. And I could come in, I could cook an amazing meal, I'd be done and out of here. Instead, I'm spending 2.5 hours in the kitchen that I don't need to be in right now. My job is to be a role model. My job is to show them, do as I say, do as I do, because they're both the same. You see, here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Lead with your walk and talk. You got to lead with your walk and talk. It's like your walkie-talkie, right? You got to walkie-talkie your life. You can't pick one thing or the other. You can't say and expect, you know, there's no follow through. You got to have both. If you're going to speak it, you got to do it. If you're going to do it, you got to speak it. It's got to work hand in hand. We got to be intentional. We have to be present. We have to take aim and practice. Imagine what it would be like to get this 85% right in your lifetime. How would communication be different in your household? How would you be leading your family? And better yet, how would you be serving them? It brings me back to biblical times. And I look at when Jesus walked here on earth. And he walked it very givingly. He walked and talked. Oh, he did it so well. But he didn't talk in this little bubble. Man, you know, I just don't get it. I make these miracles right in front of them. I change water into wine. I heal the blind to see. I raise people from the dead and they still yet do not believe. What do they not see within me that I am here? He never spoke that way. Lead with your walk and talk just as Jesus led, as he walked and talked to gain a relationship with us. That's ultimately what it comes down to. Our expressions, whether they be in words or actions, are opportunities to form relationships, to build connections that last for an eternity. How are you building your connections, your relations with your family, with your loved ones, with your friends, with your coworkers, with a stranger as you're pumping gas? How are you doing it? Lead with your walk and talk. Don't live in that little bubble. Don't get caught by your little Einstein, 14-year-old, as he so caught me. Guilty as charged. But I couldn't help but smile because you know what? I knew he was listening. And he was holding me accountable. And for that, I loved him even more. He was bold and brave enough to speak out and say, Mom, this is what you expect of us. We're doing the same to you. And he was right. And most of the time, I do exactly that. But this one time, oh, so not. And he reminded me of it. And I really appreciate it. And I appreciate him, and I appreciate those who bring that type of stuff to the forefront. And we don't have to do it meanly. But it's how we communicate. Lead with your walk and talk today. Be intentional. Be present in what you're doing. Stop just going through the motions. That gets you in trouble all the time. You are living in a bubble when you're just going through the motions. And it's not just the people around you that are hurting the most. It's usually you're hurting yourself the most. And then finally, take aim and practice. Practice is progress. Practice keeps you moving forward. Whether it's a step back, a step to the side, 5 steps, you know, thrown across. Either way, guess what? It means you're moving. And that means growth. And that means you need to celebrate you because you're doing a great job. And I want you to know that from the bottom of my heart, that every single time you turn on an episode, you're taking time to better yourself, to become your best selfie, to become the woman that God has created within you. You see, you have a story to tell, and there's yet many more chapters to write. So continue writing that story. Lead with your walk and talk. Make it an exceptional weekend. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.